next on American Restoration.
Hey, recording artist Jason Mraz is trusting me with a sign that his grandfather painted. We can't screw this up.
If there's any way to preserve his brushstrokes or even some of the patina,
it's very, very thin metal.
It's probably going to be one of our most difficult challenges because we cannot use a machine on this. Everything is by hand.
Ron recently convinced Fred to buy one of our old gas pumps by coming up with the idea of transforming it into a kegerator that dispenses beer. I mean, this is a tight area, so we're going to have to do some research and find a keg that's going to fit.
For all the money I'm spending, it better be one badass kegerator.
Ooh. Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions. His work's in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours. American Restoration. Here at my shop, we usually take old beat-up items and make them look brand new again. But from time to time, we get a customer that wants a slightly different take on their item.
Yeah.
Hey, good afternoon.
I'm Rick.
Hey, I'm Jason.
Jason, good to meet you, bud.
I'm Tom Mraz. Glad to meet you, Rick.
Tom Mraz.
Jason Mraz?
Yes, sir.
In the flesh, that's awesome. I'm a big fan. What you guys doing here?
Oh, we sent you a shipment, and we hope you got it.
All the shipments end up over on a table here. There's a bunch that just came in, so let's go over here and we'll look through them.
All right.
Jason Mraz? Wow. I was really caught off guard when he walked into my shop. I can't wait to see what he's got for me.
Old sign.
They've been outside for 56 years.
Wow.
I'm coming down to Rick's restoration today because I'm interested in getting my Frank D. Fixer signs restored. Both my dad, Tom Mraz, and I were raised in the shadow of those signs, the advertisement for what my granddad did.
Rick, this sign came from my dad's shop in Mechanicsville, Virginia.
My granddad passed away when I was in ninth grade, and these signs continued to hang for a long time until we needed to restore the roof and the signs came down. And so this is an opportunity for us to restore the signs and hopefully preserve the integrity of who he was.
He was a welding supervisor for a company in Richmond, and then at nighttime, he was out there fixing things. The local farmers would come by in the afternoons, and they had to have it fixed at night. His name was Frank Mraz, but when he decided to get a sign made, he said, well, I'm a fixer. I'm going to be Frank D. Fixer.
Frank D. instead of the Frank D.?
Yeah.
Right. You remember your grandfather, right?
I do. And he was Frank D. Fixer, you know, more than just Frank Mraz. He was always in his shop. He always had grease on his hands.
Yeah.
So this is the one detail, I think, of his character that lives on more than anything, especially throughout our hometown.
Right. It looks like you've got two signs, basically, right? They're both attached in the center. And he just went straight across the front of them.
Right.
Originally, there were soda advertisements all the way at the end. Through the years, eventually, he just lopped off and kept only his sign. The thing that we love the most about this is that we can see his brushstrokes in here when he repainted the letters. That's the real life that we love about this sign. So if there's any way to preserve his brushstrokes or even some of the patina.
This patina that's in here, the sun would bake the paint and then it'd rain and then it'd get a little bit of rust and then it'd rip down and then cover the sign. It looks really, really cool. You want to leave the life in the sign.
Yeah.
Right? Keep the brushstrokes, add the patina, and then make it all structurally sound. Right.
Yeah.
Man, this is definitely not your normal restoration. It's more like a preservation project. And to be honest, it's going to be tough. This metal's got a lot of rust. And on top of that, it's very thin.
What I think needs to happen is first I got to de-rust it, get that stuff stopped. And then we'll take it into the body shop and we will be hand pounding all this. Everything on it will be hand done. There will be not one power tool used. And we're going to leave everything your grandfather did by hand. And that's all the lettering.
That's fantastic.
Okay? It's a challenge, but I truly love it. I truly love what I do. And I can understand your grandfather doing the same thing.
Thank you.
You bet. You bet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rick.
You bet. Let's go in the office and we'll do a little bit of paperwork and I'll start contemplating how I'm going to do this.
Cool.
Pretty delicate, huh?
It's so thin, I mean.
This is a sign from Jason Mraz.
The singer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
The main thing is we don't want to take away from any of the character of the sign. He wants all the brush strokes left on. The problem is, it's really, really rusty.
Yeah.
We have to stop the rust. Otherwise, it's going to keep coming back. Try pieces in the rust removing solution, maybe the ends, dip them in the rust solution, and then let them strip out and see what happens.
Okay.
We want to see how it reacts. Sometimes it doesn't pull the original paint off. Sometimes it just removes the rust.
Rick, the only thing holding this together is the paint.
So thin.
Yeah. It's probably going to be one of our most difficult challenges in repairing this because we cannot use a machine on this. Everything is by hand.
If we try to sandblast the rust off these thin, brittle signs, there'd be nothing left. So we're going to try a more delicate approach. If the rust remover doesn't work, I don't know what we're going to do.
Rick.
Yeah.
Fred's here to talk about the gas pump.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Rick. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too, bud. Yeah, I know Ron sold you a gas pump.
Yeah, you said you were going to turn it into a badass kegerator.
Yeah, that's exactly why I wanted you to get down here so I can go through it and figure out we're on the same page, basically.
That sounds good to me.
All right, it's over here.
All right.
Fred is a hardcore biker that makes custom motorcycles here in town. Ron recently convinced Fred to buy one of our old gas pumps by coming up with the idea of transforming it into a kegerator.
If I'm gonna spend money, you gotta come up with something good.
Let's turn it into a kegerator.
What is that, brother?
Serves beer.
Yeah, that sounds pretty wild, man.
This is not gonna be easy. So I definitely wanna get Fred's ideas about this restoration before we start tearing into it.
We discussed like triple paint on here, red, white, and blue for America.
Awesome.
When people walk in, I want them to say, damn.
Right.
That's what I want to hear. Then I know you did your job. One of a kind.
Right. On the inside, we'll build a refrigerated unit in there, basically, is what we'll do.
I mean, this is a tight area, so we're going to have to do some research and find a keg that's going to fit.
The compressor will be on the bottom. It'll all get cold on the inside in here, and then your lines are running out the side. All this plate and the numbers, we want to see all that. On the face, this will all be lit and you'll see everything moving.
Wow.
Okay?
That's a badass idea, Rick. Can you make that happen?
Yeah.
Money's not an issue with me, but I want something unique and it better be good.
You just want it tasteful and hot looking, right? I mean, just a badass looking pump.
Yes. I'm happy with that.
All right, bud.
All right, thanks.
You got it?
So, how are we doing on it?
It fits, but the problem is with this being so tall, to cool the beer, we can't get it out. We got a little problem here.
Oh, my God.
That's the problem.
These projects have got me really scratching my head.
Oh, my. Hey, guys.
When Ron sold the idea of converting this pump into a kegerator, I don't think he had any idea of how the job was going to get done. Now it's my problem, so we're going to tear it down and see what's what.
The hardest thing that's going to be on this thing is being able to make a unit to hold this keg and actually keep it refrigerated.
Well, yeah, we have to have a compressor unit in the bottom somewhere.
Yeah, that has to slide and be all self-contained and cold all in itself. So we got to get the size of the keg, and then we'll go from there.
When you get the keg, can it help you drain it?
It'll be empty already. All right, get it worked.
Over the years, I've worked on over 100 gas pumps, and I've never turned one into a kegerator. It's a pretty sweet idea, but I think this thing's gonna be a huge challenge.
Watch out.
I get this cleaned up. You wanna take the computer to Fonzie, maybe? And voila.
You ready for this?
Yeah, let's see what we got.
We're soaking a part of the Jason Mraz sign in rust remover. It's a test to see how much of the original paint is gonna get removed. Well, here comes the moment of truth. Well, this doesn't look good.
No, it's taking all the paint off.
Here, the paint. Let's go find Rick. This project is all about preserving the original paint job. And although the de-ruster did its job, it went a little too far and it stripped off some of the original paint. We've gotta show this to Rick right away. Hey, Rick, we got a little problem here.
Problem.
Crank the fixer sign.
Yeah? Oh my God.
That's the problem.
This is why I wanted to test it. It definitely did its job on the back, but we can't put the rest of the sign in because it's going to eat the paint alive.
Right.
And the other thing is, look at the holes in that everywhere. You don't see it till you hold it up to light.
This is a big problem. This thing was completely held together by rust. If we have any shot of preserving this sign, we got to come up with an idea fast.
We need to really, really put our heads together and figure out how we're going to make this work for him.
The The guys have prepped the kegerator frame, and Ron did me a favor by going out to Big Dog's Brewery and getting the smallest keg they have. Now we've just got to figure out how to make everything on the inside work.
Maybe lower it a little bit, but I think we're going to be good there.
Hey, guys, so Ron brought in 2 kegs. Is this the...
That's the smallest one.
This is the smallest one.
Mm-hmm. It fits, but the problem is with this being so tall,
yes,
to cool the beer, we can't get it out. We can shorten this, but that means we're only cooling half the tank at once.
The only drawback to making one-of-a-kind items like this gas pump kegerator is that there's no blueprint for how all the inner workings are going to fit together.
I'm at a loss.
All right, so...
What do we do now?
We could run some kind of a roller system and pull it out, but by the time we're out, it's going to be clear out here. And that means the line that runs from this point down to the compressor is going to have to stretch out to there. And then when you push it back in, the line, who knows where it's going to go. So I think the easiest way is to maybe tilt it. Then this will slide out, right?
Right.
Slide right out.
Right there.
Okay.
Tilting the keg will require less slack for the compressor line, which will keep the hose from kinking when you change the keg. So I'm hoping this problem can be solved if Fonzie and Dave can build it out.
The first thing we gotta focus on right now is welding this inner frame to the bottom of this plate with a hinge on it. And then Fonzie, you need to figure out on your plumbing end of what we're doing with the refrigeration, if that's gonna move back and forth.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, I'll come check on you later.
What the hell?
Bradley! Bradley! Hey, Bradley! What are you doing?
Jamming. It's not every day Jason Mraz comes to the shop, so I figure I'd get some practice in. Who knows, if he hears me play, this could be my big break.
There's a lot of things you need to do right now. You got 2 deliveries, you need to get some stuff done. You need to get back to work right now. I don't pay you to play guitar, I pay you to work.
Bradley's an aspiring musician, and I actually think he's pretty good. But we're setting a bad precedent if I let him play guitar in the middle of a work day.
I mean, I figured, you know, I'd practice.
But you need to do it on your own time, all right? So get back to work.
All right, back to work.
Bradley!
Rick is screaming, get back to work.
I'm really worried about the Jason Mraz sign. The metal is extremely old, thin, and brittle. Dave has tried to weld it together, but it just won't stick. My plan was to restore this sign just like Frank DeFixer would, by hand with original materials. But once we removed the rust, we lost that option. Now we have to build an all-new sheet metal frame and attach the hand-painted section of the sign to it. So we're cutting out the hand-painted sections of the old signs about 1 inch away from the letters and fixing them to the new frames. It's the only way to keep this paper-thin metal together. The tricky part of combining old and new materials is making the new paint match the old. So Ted's gonna have to work his magic and recreate the look of 1/2 a century's worth of patina. I just hope Jason and his dad will like what we're doing.
Okay, Fred, it's right there.
I'm here at Rick's today to see the gas pump he turned into a kegerator. If this thing ain't what I expected, I'm just gonna turn around and walk out of here.
All right, you remember what this thing started out like, right?
Yeah, pile of
yeah. All right, you ain't kidding.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Holy is that awesome or what, brother? When I first saw that kegerator, I was blown away, man. Awesome freaking job they did. Damn, that's better than anything I could have freaking imagined, brother. Anything. Man, the color is exactly what I wanted. Red, white, and blue.
Pretty much says America on it, don't it?
Everywhere you look. Even old Ethel down there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I found this American gasoline, and I thought, what more American is than American gasoline? It's got the flag in it, and it's got the eagle on it.
Cool.
The trickiest part of this whole thing is on the inside. It has to basically be a refrigerator on the inside that holds a keg. All right, so here, you ready for this?
I'm ready. Holy
That is a keg inside there.
How did you do that?
Yeah, no, it was one of those things that you build that as you go, you add a little, subtract a little, give a little, take a little.
Right. How hard is that to get out?
Oh, there you go. Okay, that was another thing. We got it in there and said, hey, you can't go up. It hits the computer on the top. So we designed it to where you just pull out. Clicks out. Stops
ready
right there.
Cool, brother.
Undo your keg. Pull it out. Put in a fresh one.
Wow.
That's cool, huh?
Yeah, that blows my mind.
When you used to go to the gas station, you would plug the nozzle into the car, and the attendant would come over and flip the switch, and what would you hear?
Pump running. Oh, yeah.
Every time your guy comes up and he has a beer, you're going to be able to tell how many beers he has because the bell's going to be dinging on. You can go over here and look. Boom, next thing you know.
Wow, there you go. You drank another beer. You're cut off. How much is the price of a cup of beer nowadays, Rick?
Well, right now it's 29 cents a gallon, so it's probably the cheapest beer in town.
29 cents a gallon. I'm going to have a line in my shop like you can't believe.
Yeah. Pretty cool, huh?
That's cool as hell.
So you want to try it out? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, brother. Okay. That's awesome. It was really cool to see the beer come out ice cold like that and how the tap worked. It totally just impressed the hell out of me.
All right, bud.
All right.
Here's the badass.
Here's the badass. And here's to the kegerator.
Head on. This is good beer.
It is, man. Is this American beer? All right. Now all we need is a Harley and a babe, and we'd be set.
That's right.
Hey, once I get the kegerator back to my shop, I think I'm going to surprise the guy, shut down early, and throw a little celebration with some ice-cold beer. Thank you so much.
You bet. Oh, that's awesome. Makes me happy.
Me too, brother.
Cool. Let's go inside, and we'll finish up the paperwork, and I'll help you load that up.
Hey, man, I mean, before you leave, you want to jam?
I'd love to. That's what I do.
That's what musicians do.
We've had one hell of a time getting Jason Mraz's sign back to the condition that would make his grandpa proud. I think we nailed it, but we'll soon find out because he's coming to the shop today.
Hey, Rick. Rick.
Hey.
Tom and Jason are here.
Hey,
Tom. Did you miss me?
Yeah, I missed you. Jason.
Hey, Rick, I'm excited. And last time I left you a mess.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping you can give me good news.
I can't wait for you to see it. You want to see it?
Well, we're excited.
All right, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's right around the corner over here. Come on over here.
Can I come?
Sure.
I'm here at Rick's today with my dad to see the Frank DeFixer sign that he's restored for us. When we brought it in, it was really just a thin piece of rusted tin that had the words Frank DeFixer on it. But there was a lot of life in it, and hopefully that life is still there.
You wanted something old, kept old, but made structurally sound and new on the outside. Very, very difficult. So here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here you go. One, two, three.
Wow, look at that.
You kept the patina there, the rust and everything. Look at it. It's completely rebuilt.
Wow. I was blown away by the sign. It looked exactly as I remembered it being up on the roof. It looked as if nothing had even happened to it, you know? But I could tell it was restored, which I loved.
We'll just start with the rust, okay?
Okay.
So we start tearing it apart, and you had some ends. Ends were used to be mounted on it.
Sure.
So we tested these ends, and my first thing was try to see if we could de-rust it. I soaked it in this de-ruster. It came out. It was holes. The only thing holding the sign together
was
the rust. That was it. So I'm freaking out, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, now we're going to have to weld up all these little corners and make the sign back into one shape again. And Dave gets there. He starts welding. Pooh, hole. Pooh, hole. So what we did is we ended up cutting out right to the very edge of it. And then Dave went and shaped all this metal out on the corner exactly like the sign would have been. Then he could weld because we no longer have rust in there. And the final stage was Ted, which this is very hard to do this art. He painted all this splatter and rust and rust marks. This is white paint looking like rust. So now it's all set. It looks old. It's got good structure. And your grandfather's brushstrokes are still there.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
You know, I hope it's what you want. And I hope it's something that, you know, I achieved the goal that you were looking for.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we were able to test your skills.
Yeah.
And, and I'm sure my dad would be quite frankly proud of what you did to extend the longevity of his name.
Cool.
Right. Well, man, I'm incredibly touched. I'm incredibly honored that that you guys did this work for us and that we get to take it home and benefit from it. So thank you.
You bet. You bet, bud.
Cool. Thank you, bud.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you
again, Rick.
Hey, man, I mean, before you leave, you want to jam?
I'd love to, man.
Two guitars?
Yeah, of course.
Jam something up?
That's what I do.
Yeah. That's
what musicians do.
All right.
He didn't want to go back to work right now anyway.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell you the words that are coming to my mind, that how thankful I am that I was able to have Rick do this for us.
Frank D. Fixer was a handyman. He could handle anything. He was my granddad. He grew his own food, and he could fix his own cars. I watched it all happen in our backyard. He'd reinvent the part to fix a broken home. Well, I wish I was a fixer. I would fix you up inside. I would build you a town if the world fell down. I wish I was that guy. The sign for Tom and Jason here at Rick's Restoration.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. I'm gonna give you a fist bump.
I got goosebumps. That was good.
That was awesome.